This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about children and how wonderful they are and how blessed we are to have them.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
You guys, it's just me, unless Amber's got something.
That's right.
Amber's like, well, she is a
child. Well, I am, yeah, exactly. So
a couple different things. One's a little more serious than the other. One is eco-shaming, which we'll get to in a second. But there's a story out about tech withdrawal. And I just want everybody to know this is a very real thing that's about to happen to all of our kids. It's probably going to happen to you guys. Nah, not you, Steve, but like our kids right now are on computers and iPads and their phones pretty much 24 hours a day now because they're being taught at home.
Mm-hmm.
As a tangent, I guess I'm not allowed to say homeschool. Didn't somebody go off
you
on us?
Right.
Yes.
It's not homeschool.
Oh, it's remote learning. I don't know. They're going to school. At home.
Homeschool.
It feels like I can say homeschool, but some of the homeschooled freaks of nature decided to like take us to task and
you're
go
right.
like, it's totally different because we have a curriculum. And
yes, it's way different. And that if you're impeding on their territory, actually, with that phrase, you got to come up. It's the remote.
Remote learning.
Yeah.
Your own phrase.
Yeah, you got to come up with your own stuff.
Okay, my kids are being schooled at home. Okay, it's not homeschooling.
Wait.
Take me to task, you little homeschoolers. You got nothing else going on right now. 51059, wide open for text. Come on in. Anyway, they're literally going to go. They think the kids are going to go through, and I've already seen it, withdrawal. Like,
I believe it.
It's happening. Like, when we took some time off during the holidays, I've gone through the withdrawal of, I was able to stand up and pee, eat, like, whenever I wanted. Now we're stuck in this room together for 4 hours.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So when these kids go to school, they don't have their... My daughter looks like a freaking day trader when she's at school. She's got her Chromebook here, her iPad over here with a like a private chat with one of her friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then she's texting her other friends on her phone. She's doing all three forms of...
Wait, so where is she learning?
She's learning on the middle screen. The middle screen is a Zoom meeting
the
with
Chromebook?
Her yes.
Oh, that's
You're doing your schoolwork and having
there, and
yes, because you're on Google Classroom
and then
you can see your.
Oh my goodness, that's
so.
A
when
lot.
She goes to school, jeez. And I've seen this with my son. He's like coming off a heroin amounts of irritable when he has to go to school because he has no
stimulation.
Nothing.
What do I do with my hands?
They don't know what to do with their eyes. They don't know what, and no teacher is going to be interesting enough. I mean, you have friends who are educators.
Yes.
They got to be dying.
They are. In fact, one of them just admitted to me. She said that, you know what? You have to be a special cut. You have to learn how to do the in school, at home learning thing.
Why though?
Don't so
you
many
just do it in front of a camera?
It's,
what's
it's,
different?
It's so different. And you always say it's to keep their attention.
Yeah,
they
I
have
guess.
To learn how to do different things to keep those kids' attention because they're competing against electronics.
You're right. Because when they're in class, if they got a phone out on their desk, they'd be in trouble.
Yes.
But when they're sitting in their
room. It's a whole different ballgame for the teachers, apparently.
So we should be, it's too late, but if you've let your kids run wild, it's too late for you. But if you haven't, you should be limiting your kids. The doctor that did this study said basically we should have been turning our Wi-Fi off for like 3 hours a day.
Ooh.
So your kids literally had no access to anything. Just want to throw that out there.
Man, I don't even do that.
I mean, right? Like when you go home, you've got...
I just am always on my phone.
And your
constantly.
TV's on, right?
Not as much.
I'm a three screener almost all the time. I've got Food Network up here. I'm doing something on my laptop, and I've got my phone.
I usually have music, my phone, and my computer up and running.
That's a lot.
When I get home, I'm done with all of it.
Really?
So done. Typing things, texting, all that, electronics. I'm done with it to the point where I'm starting to let people know, hey,
Don't bother.
Right, and they're starting to get miffed at me now.
So what do you do when you get home? Read a book?
I'll turn the TV on low and just decompress for a while. Unattach from my damn laptop, from my phone, from this computer. I am so done. I don't even listen to the radio on the way home anymore now. I'm done with noise. I'm done with...
I get you.
Yeah.
But the kids are, their brains are too wired for it.
It's like crack. They're addicted. 100%.
Yes.
You want to be away from it. They want more of it. And it's...
So you're going to have to deal. Your parents are going to have to go. It's like a drug.
An addiction. And you have to either wean them off of it or you have to just let them have it all the time. The other thing is that's kind of funny out there is our kids are eco-shaming us, and I thought Amber would get a kick out of this. Because she eco-shames, and so does our boss.
I do.
You want to?
But it's always the same thing when the eco-shame you. It's always the same thing.
I have this one water that I like.
Yeah.
And so I buy the single-use bottles.
Dasani, whatever that one is.
It was Aquafina.
Arrowhead, that's right.
Not Arrowhead is the worst. I will put...
You swore
I can taste Arrowhead. I was on the Everyday Show on Channel 2.
You were.
And they blindfolded me and put like five waters in front of me. And what did I get?
You nailed
one out
it.
Of five? Two out of five? I forget. You, oh, wait, five out of five?
Yeah,
oh,
you got
did
lucky.
I call the
wow.
brand? What? What?
You got lucky.
That's impressive.
I know my bottled waters.
You do.
And I don't...
So you're saying Arrowhead's so crappy that it's kind of good.
There's
okay
a wang to Arrowhead. Okay. It's a little like Commerce City water.
Okay. That's all hard and white water. That's
can like I? Yes. Minerally,
oh
salty.
My gosh.
There's a thing about bottled water, which we all believed it was coming from like artisanal springs.
No.
And it's like, or a melted glacier. No, half of it's just like from some town in North Dakota. They're like, no, we're just getting it out of the tap. White people will buy it.
And they throw a little bit of chlorine in there.
It's 100% true. Yeah. So let's run through some of these things and see if Amber wants to shame us for these. Throwing something in the garbage you could have recycled.
Well, yeah.
I do this to Steve all the time. He'll only recycle cardboard boxes.
You're right, because I don't want like crap in my recycle bin. It's all sticky, and there's a bunch of juice in there, milk,
it's
cartons,
a
and
trash can.
I know, but
it's outside.
I had a lady stop over not too long ago, and she threw something in my recycle. She goes, "Oh my gosh, this is the cleanest recycle bin I've ever seen," and I was proud, and so I took that as a compliment. So I don't want to wreck it.
So that's the other thing. You're supposed to wash out cans and other things so they can be recycled. So
yes.
If you got something sticky, wash it out and throw it in.
Food is not recyclable.
Right. Like, you know what we just described? Effort. Which is why Steve
Work.
Is out.
Okay, well, you're not listening to anything or doing anything else.
I just want to clarify. You want me to waste a bunch of water cleaning out the can that I'm throwing into recycling?
He's got a good point.
Boom!
Because that's another thing. And my daughter shames me for this. Leaving the water running.
Oh, no, you kind of have to.
You leave the water running?
You have to sometimes.
God, of course.
For what?
Like if I'm brushing my teeth?
Yeah, you let it run.
The whole time?
Sort of, because I spit a lot.
Right, me too.
Wash it at the end.
No, I spit. No, because I don't want it to stick on the sides.
Let's see,
So it's only 2 minutes. I use a quip.
Mia's head must just explode on a daily basis.
Oh, it's terrible. Leaving lights on in a room after you leave? What if I'm coming back?
Yeah,
I'm bad about that one. I've tried, especially now that my electricity bill.
Oh, it's your own bill.
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh, my God.
Because they say it takes more energy to start your car all the time. Just let it run. It,
right.
It's cheaper
lights
to
are
let
the
it
exact
run.
Same.
Oh,
it takes more to start them up.
Boom.
For leaving the TV on.
Same deal. I'm going to come. Why would I ever turn it off?
I forget.
What?
And my Apple TV.
Does it have your timer? I have a timer on mine that if
timer?
I'm gone
for more than
like a couple minutes, it turns off.
So my Apple TV will eventually go screensaver, then it goes black. But my ginormous plasma TV that sucks up all the energy of the sun is on pretty much all the time.
Oh.
You walk by it,
put
you feel like the fireplace
on.
Is
on.
Because it takes more energy to turn it off.
Oh,
turn
my.
It back on.
Yeah. Let's see. Using the car instead of walking.
What would I want?
I'm lazy, so that
right.
one.
Here's the other one that my daughter just hit me with. Leaving the refrigerator open.
This one, I don't understand why you do that.
I get up in the morning and I open my fridge. Now, I'm about to make some sausage.
Yeah, good
okay?
stuff.
Okay, I'm going to make maybe some eggs, some toast or whatever. Got the bread. Oh, Mia wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Jelly's in there. So as I need things, I grab the jelly. I make a little jelly, put it back in the fridge. And if I close the fridge every time, it does that sucky suck thing. Starting a car again later.
Right.
Yep. It's like it's taking more energy to open
more
and close.
Of your energy.
Whose energy are we talking about?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.